From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. While changes to local ordinances in places like Salt Lake City have made it easier for people to keep backyard beehives, colony collapse disorder remains a serious concern. Thursday night at the Salt Lake City Main Library, Jamie Strange, research entomologist for the USDA's Agricultural Research Service in Logan, will speak on understanding the scope of pollinator declines in America, bees, and beyond. I asked Dr. Strange why declining bee populations should concern everyday Utahns.
Well, there's a number of studies that have shown over the years the importance of pollination, and that is, you know, sort of the reproduction of plants for our diet as humans. As you know, we consume a whole variety of foods. Some of those are pollinated by wind, but about a third of what we consume is either directly or indirectly pollinated by insects. So those insects are really quite important to our diet, at least the variety of the diet we have.
And so if the current trends in bee populations continue along the same path, what do you think would be the consequences?
It's interesting because, of course, as some species become more rare, others seem to become more common in some cases. Certainly with honeybees, one of the main concerns is that it's not so much that we'll no longer have apples, but that the cost of production will increase. And we're already seeing that with honeybees, is that the cost for a grower, an apple orchardist, to rent hives has gone up over the past few years, and it will continue to go up, and those prices will be passed along to consumers. So the big issue is not so much that we'll never be able to get an apple again, but it's much more likely that the cost of that apple will increase substantially.
So just how bad would you characterize the scope of the decline in the honeybee population?
Well, over the past few years, the declines have been somewhere between 25 and 35% each winter. Beekeepers are very resourceful and have been able to offset that by doing what they call splitting their hives. So they actually increase their numbers pretty drastically every year. But that adds another, again, a cost to the production that's then passed along. So as far as dietary threats, it's fairly low at this point. But in a sort of economic analysis, I would say that it's been, for beekeepers, very severe, and for growers, maybe a little less severe, but also an important impact on their operations.
So it's my understanding that there is no definitive theory right now as to why colony collapse disorder is occurring. Is that correct?
There are conflicting theories. The main hypothesis that I think most scientists are beginning to accept is that it is a combination of factors. There's a recent study that came out last fall which showed that there was a virus and a fungal pathogen which seemed to be working in consort. Whether it's the fungus that invades first or the virus, it seems to weaken the colony enough that the other one can come in and begin to cause problems. The correlations with colonies that have colony collapse disorder are not perfect with the presence of both of these pathogens, but it seems that there's some interplay there. And that may be compounded right now by the use of pesticides, some sublethal effects of pesticides, the additional stress of moving colonies from one location to another. All those things may be playing in. But it seems the two characters which are most important are this fungus and this virus.
And this is something we've seen in Utah and other Western states as well, right?
Yeah, this is nationwide. In fact, largely worldwide. There's been a number of countries around the world that have been impacted. But yes, definitely cases of colony collapse disorder have been found in Utah.
So when people come to hear you speak at the Salt Lake City Main Library, what is your goal? Do you want them to come away with an understanding of how they can help turn this situation around, or what would you like them to take away from your speech?
Well, I'm going to talk about two things. My primary research is not actually on honeybees anymore. I used to work on honeybees, but now I work on bumblebees and declines in bumblebee populations. And most people don't really understand that the pollination crisis, if you will, is not focused on one species of bee. It's focused on bees, both honeybees and what we call native or wild bees, butterflies, bats, all sorts of pollinators that most people don't think of are in danger right now. So it's more widespread than I think a lot of people understand. So I want to get that message across, that there are a lot of other things going on. And the other part is that there are certain things that people can do, such as reducing the amount of household or landscape pesticides that they apply. Mm-hmm. Most people don't realize that the bulk of pesticides applied in the United States are not applied to agricultural fields. They're applied to residential areas. And so this is an important thing. We can actually, as a homeowner, have an impact on the health of pollinators. And we can also plant favorable plants that are out there. And so to homeowners and citizens can actually have a large impact on conservation of pollinators.
We've been speaking with Dr. Jamie Strange, research entomologist for the USDA, and he will be speaking at the Salt Lake City Main Library Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. Jamie, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thursday night's event will be followed by a screening of the documentary Vanishing of the Bees. I'm Jeff Robinson, KCBW News.